63.
Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. And I thought we would talk about some local issues this morning and how they pertain to the overall view of our freedoms. First, let's take a look. My original intent here is to talk about the process of being involved and how you can actually have an effect on your community. How you, yes, you, the individual, can make an impact and have a difference, despite what you are going to be told by others. I will leave him nameless, Tom, that would love to tell you that you have no voice, that you don't matter, and that what you say is unimportant. You have to be adherent to the government machine. That's not true.
That's not what I say.
Ah, you say it all the time.
That's not what I say.
Anyway.
I do say that a lot of times individual efforts against certain things is like pissing in the wind. Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
And so therefore
your exercise in futility.
Your philosophy is, why try?
Not for everything, but for certain things.
There's not any need to
try. And it's not just against government. It's against the corporate machine. It's against the military-industrial complex. It's against all kinds of different things.
There's no use in fighting. I'm going to lose. I'm just one person. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say.
All right. So let's talk about this proposed convenience store in the Wausau area. Now, if you're listening from outside of our area, this will be pertinent to you, too, because if it hasn't happened to you, it will eventually. We, as a community, we have to grow. We, as a city, a township, a village, a burg, whatever you want to call yourself, eventually you outgrow your boundaries. You got to stretch your elbows a little bit. You got to expand. You got to modernize. You have to. We cannot be in the 18th century forever. So that means occasionally there may be some things that are convenient for others, a.k.a. convenience stores, that are not so convenient for others. Let's take a look here. So Quick Trip, which I think we're all familiar with, the convenience store chain in this part of the world, wants to build a brand new store on the corner of Bridge Street and where is it?
Stevens Drive.
Yeah, Stevens Drive and Bluff Software. Mm-hmm. They want to put one up there. I've been through that neighborhood. Seems like a good place for one. I for one, like convenience stores. If I am in a hurry, I don't want to go all the way to the grocery store. I don't want to go get some gas, get a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, whatever. They're convenience stores. They're very convenient. However, there's a gentleman that says, yeah, listen, about this convenience store coming up, I don't really want it there because I have some rental property across the street, and I'm pretty sure that putting this in my backyard is going to devalue my property. So I'm willing for us to talk about two things. A, if you're in the area or if you have been affected by an expansion, a business coming in that I'd really rather not be here, I'd like to hear from you. Let's talk about what happened. Do you think that another convenience store is a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? That's the first part we can talk about. 715-845-2155.
What?
The more important part is the process. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, it's interesting because there was a situation with another Quick Trip, the new Quick Trip down off of Grand Avenue on Kent Street, replaced a bar, which had all kinds of problems with the neighbors. The neighbors complained about the noise. They complained about the late night hours.
Right.
They complained about all kinds of things when the bar was there.
Right.
Haven't heard many complaints since the Quick Trip store went in right next to those houses. But that's going to be the argument that, would you want a Quick Trip store right next to where you live?
In my neighborhood?
I heard Chris make the argument that he likes having a convenience store out his back door. I think most people, though, do not want, especially a 24-hour convenience store
right
next door.
If I lived in an apartment complex where there were many rental properties and it was that type of a neighborhood, if there was a brand new convenience store being put up, yes, I would say, yeah, that sounds great to me. But where I live, it's a nice, quiet, well-groomed neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
It's not the appropriate place.
It's interesting. The quick trip that I visit regularly, that is up on the northeast side of town, is in a neighborhood with houses. There's some condos behind it, and early in the morning when they open at like 5 a.m., they've got outside speakers and they play music fairly loud some days.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to get my coffee or whatever on Sunday morning at 5:30, 5:45, I got to say, the people living in this neighborhood got to be pretty upset that Michael Jackson is blaring out of these outside speakers at 5:30 in the morning.
Come on, get your coffee. Boo!
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Guy on the road.
Hey, buddy, what can we do for you?
Bluetooth.
How you doing?
Bluetooth, I hope.
Bluetooth.
All right.
Yeah, not yesterday, but today I am. I was listening to you guys yesterday talk about the Bluetooth, and I was going to call in and talk about the Bluetooth because I didn't have my Bluetooth with me. So, but anyways, I want to talk about that Quick Trip. I live in Merrill. They got a proposed. Well, they're going to build the super Quick Trips. They're going to build one right as you get off the exit by the new Walmart. I'm all for it. I think Quick Trip. They build them and they're a beautiful store. They're clean. They kind of. I don't know if you got a kind of a blighted area. It kind of cleans it up. And like I said, they're going to build one. They're going to take two down that have been combating each other for years, and take away all the stuff, all the fences, all the stuff that they've been trying to put up to hide each other. And so they're going to have a nice store. They're going to have a nice car wash. And I'm all for it. I think they look good. And then I don't know if you guys know this, they build them all union.
Really?
Yes. They build all their stores union, all the trades are union. Sometimes when they do a remodel in an older store, they'll bring in non-union companies to, maybe change out some lights or something like that. But for the most, for 98%, they're built union.
All
and,
right.
And that puts local people to work. So
as long as they're a member of the union.
Oh, no. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean,
store puts people to work when it's opened up, the clerks and the people. Okay, gotcha. All right, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate your opinion. Thanks for listening. Get an email that said that they've had experience with our city council, and they don't believe that regardless of what the opinion is of the neighborhood, the city council is going to do what they want to do, period, which is what we're going to talk about next. We're going to talk about the process.
Especially the people who own the land who would be selling it to Quick Trip, or the developers of the property are a fairly big-name developer in town here who I would imagine that the city council wants to go out of their way to avoid, peeing off.
Well, these are all issues that can be addressed and discussed. All right, so let's take our first break. The conversation is open to whether or not the merit of having another convenience store opening up in the area is good or a bad thing. Yeah, we can talk about that. I want to focus now more on the process of debating an issue. That's what I want to get to next. 715-845-2155. If you're on the phone, hold tight. We'll be right back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. You, the individual, have power. Even if there are those that will try and tell you, oh, don't bother, go ahead, write your stupid letters. Nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody cares. You don't understand. The power is there, and you can't fight it. That's horse hockey. You can. You can make a difference. And it is not only can you, but we should. If a project comes up, we're just going to stick with this example. The project comes up. If it is challenged, if it meets those challenges, the concerns of the neighborhood are taken into consideration and some type of fix compromises made, like the speaker system that you were talking about. If the neighbors are like, hey, listen, I'm okay with having the store, but I'm not cool with the speakers coming on at 5 o'clock in the morning, blasting out, you know, Michael Jackson or something else, or even worse, Michael Bolton. It just, I can't handle this. All right, fine. So there's a compromise that says, all right, well, I tell you what we will do. We won't fire up the outdoor audio system until 7 a.m. or something of that nature. The issues can be resolved. This is my point. You can make a difference. Do not let anybody tell you that you cannot make a difference, because you can. Now, with that having been said, let us take a look at another situation that is coming up. You've heard us talk about Common Core and the curriculum, process of education, the standards of Common Core that are wanting to be, that are implemented, but the controversy, the contestant, the best way to put it is there's some aggravation. There's a lot of us that don't believe that Common Core is a good strategy. I am one of those. I do not support Common Core. I don't like it for many, many, many reasons. But when you boil it down, it is, the basic reason is the Common Core standards, and this is part of what we talked about yesterday. While it may have some merit, the damage it causes is not worth the issues that it fixes. It is a flawed strategy. That's the first thing. The second thing is it's giving way too much access to private information of our students to the federal government. It is giving way too much control over the education process in every state to the federal government. These are very serious accusations. These are very serious concerns. These are very serious things that must be addressed before we, the parents of children, allow this Common Core just to run roughshod over the education system in Wisconsin and force our children to be part of it. However, the state superintendent of education, Mr. Tony Evers, doesn't seem to agree that we should be challenging Common Core. This individual, poor sap that he is, has completely consumed the Kool-Aid when it comes to the Common Core issue, and he is fighting it, any opposition to it, tooth and nail. Tony Evers is wrong. Tony Evers is misguided. And Tony Evers should be, is he a voted in position or is he appointed in this area?
He's voted.
He should be voted out.
He's a statewide official.
He needs to be voted out.
Why does anybody who disagrees with you on any issue, why are they misguided and wrong?
Because he's not listening.
Those are your fallbacks.
He is not listening to the concerns of those of us who do not want Common Core.
Maybe Tony Evers has more of a background in educational processes than you or me or anybody that's listening to this show.
It
right
doesn't
now
matter what his background is. He's not listening to the concerns we have over Common Core. He released a 2-minute, 50-second YouTube video yesterday saying that the legislation in our state legislation that is being considered that questions Common Core, that will set up standards to observe Common Core, review Common Core on a regular basis, and make sure that it doesn't get out of hand. He opposes this and says that those that support Common Core, it's time to be called to action to fight it. He says the bottom line is the recommendations that will come out of this so-called commission that is being proposed will be not the Common Core state standards. It will end up being in the legislature, and we will have legislators writing standards for our kids. You don't understand, Mr. Evers, the issue at hand. It is not a question of having the state legislation write standards for the kids. It is the people, we the people of Wisconsin, not wanting the federal government to have unfettered access to our children. We just had a great example of how an individual can question a development and that there's a real possibility that compromise can be met. That's how it should work. One person wants to do something, one person raises questions, they meet, they discuss, they work it out. But when you have an individual that is supposedly in charge of our education system, the state superintendent saying, listen, you shouldn't even allow the legislature to be involved in reviewing or questioning Common Core standards, I got a real problem with that. Why
that's
in the
what,
world?
That's what the Department of Public Instruction is for. That's not the legislature's job.
Why in the world would a government employee tell you and I that we have no right through the state legislature at all to monitor or review the standards that are being handed out by the government? Why would they do that? That makes no sense. On the most simplistic level, State Superintendent Tony Evers doesn't get it. He is blind to the process that is what makes our country great. He is completely blind. This man needs to be removed from office as soon as his term is up. He must be voted out because he doesn't get it. Anyone that is so blindly supportive of Common Core and completely unwilling to even allow review or discussion, I'm sorry, sir, it's pathetic. And you are a failure at your position. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.